Hello, Besser Plastic Surgery, Terry speaking. Yeah, hi. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, what's the person's name? Oh, yeah, I know Jean, yeah. Jean Appleton is kind of here, okay. Clinical. I've got a brand new system, so let's hope all this information is in here. Histopathology, when's that one from? Okay. All right. So is it a left eye? Yeah. Left cornea granulation tissue polyp. So it says, yeah, it says on a, what does it say that on here? It says left eye corneal query granuloma, left. So in the diagnosis, it says left cornea, but I mean, it wouldn't be the cornea, would it? Because that's really weird. That doesn't sound right at all. What date's this from? God. You know what? I'm just going to pull out an old-fashioned file. I think, or have I got it? Yeah, let me just go and grab it. Do you mind if I just pop you on hold for a second?
Bayside Plastic Surgery, a premier Melbourne-based plastic surgery practice devoted to both cosmetic and reconstructive surgery of the face, body, and breast. We currently feature some of the most innovative treatments.
Are you there? Okay. Got a file, so I'm just going to go back through these. See what I can find. Alright, okay, here's some pathology. It's just because we've swapped systems, like some things haven't gone across. Okay, what's this one? So she had lesions from our left lower eyelid. Would that be right? Yeah, so this was on the, oh, when was this? The 22nd of November last year. Is that what, does that sound right? Yeah, November. Okay, left lower eyelid wedge excision, a nodular basal cell carcinoma. Basal cell carcinoma, yeah. Now it says tumor extends up to the medial margin, so it doesn't say it's well clear of the margin. So let's see what David's written. He may have just been taking an expectant approach rather than, hang on. Oh, at that time, the histology report indicated that the excision of the lesion on the left lower eyelid may not have been complete, and we decided to treat this expectantly by ongoing observation. This is from the 24th of July, so just recently. It's now 8 months since her procedure, and he's reviewed her eye under light and magnification, and he can't see any evidence of a recurrent BCC. All right, so yeah, so that's what he said. So, yeah, so that was in, it was, the specimen was collected on the 22nd of November 2024. All right. Yeah. So tell me, yeah, it was a BCC, but the margins weren't, they normally say it's excised with enough margin, but because of where it was, I think this, David said, let's just watch it. If we see any sign of it, then we'll go back and do it. But yeah, but so he's sort of monitoring her quite closely. And he saw her, yeah, just not very long ago, a few weeks ago. And I think he thought it was all right. But your guys might have better lights and magnification. I don't know. He might be able to see something. So anyway, yeah. Okay. Oh dear. Oh, poor lady. Okay. All right. All right, thank you. All right, cheers. Bye. Bye.